We have to stop discussing the Kiddush of Reb Chaim and that of the Brisker Rav regarding the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos in various aspects of Shini Konin Ke'en Shagoza. Tosfos in Sukkah and Daflam and Bebeis was bothered by the following difficulty, that the Gemara tells us that when it comes to the Mochrei Hadassim, it's necessary to see to it that you have Yeyush and Shini Rishus in order to ensure that the Dalet meaning will be Lochem, indicating, as Tosfos comments, that the fact that the Hadass was Mechubar and now it is Talush, that does not consider to be a sufficient Shinui. And Tosfos is very bothered. If that is considered to be Shini Kone, so therefore you shouldn't require Yeyush and Shini Rishus. Apparently, that means it is not considered to be a Shinui, and therefore Tosfos is bothered. How is that different from cases of Gozal Behema V'Yiskina, Avodim V'Yiskina, the Mishnah HaGozal, that tells us in those cases, Mishalim Kishas HaGzela. Tosfos apparently assumes that if the Mishnah tells us that the Tashlum is Kishas HaGzela, that means you can no longer say Horesha Cholofanecha. By definition, that means Shini Kone. So if Shini was Kone in those cases, why is it that you don't assume that Shini is Kone here? So Tosfos answers this very simply. You have to distinguish between the Tzitza Sahadas as opposed to the cases of Kacha Shadlohada or the case of Gozal Behem Vizkina Avada Vizkina. In those latter cases, that certainly is considered to be Shini Kone. That is not true when it comes to the Hadassim. After all, Neikara Hadas Vahashta Hadas, and therefore it is not considered to be a Shinui at all. The Chiddush of Tosfos is Tosfos assumes that there is apparently one tier, and that is whether Shini Kona and whether Shini is not Kona. And therefore, all of the halakos, whether there's the full kinyan, whether you can say Haresha Chalafanecha, whether the Tashlumin is based on the Shas HaGzela, all of that emanates from a simple question of Shini Kona. And the Brisker Rav points out that if you look in the Rambam, it would appear that that certainly is not true. Because the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet Gzela Baveda writes that those cases, Behema V'Yizkina, or a case of Kocha Shav La'Hadar, is comparable to a case where a person steals a kli, and subsequently the individual breaks that particular kli. And what is the halacha in that case of kli shavur? There the Rambam writes earlier in Perek Beis Halacha Tesval Kochas Gzela, that in that instance, you can no longer say Harei Shokhala Fanecha. The Rambam specifically does not write Shini Kone, but simply, you cannot fulfill the Chova Saha Shavu with a Kli Shavur. And then the Rambam adds the Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, the Nigzal insists that he wants the Kli in return. Well, one would have argued, if Shini is Kone, in such a case the Nigzal does not have that right. In a case, for example, in the first Mishnah in HaGozel, Gozel Eitzim Vasa Kelim, of course the Nigzal would want the Kelim, but we don't afford him that option. We insist that there is a Chiyuv Damim, the Gozel is not obligated to return the Chafetz. After all, Shini Kone. And yet the Rambam writes in these cases of Kli Shavur, and by extension the cases of Gozel Behema V'Yizkina, where the Rambam writes that it has the same halacha, that notzlo afilo balkarcho shal hagazlan. So apparently you see, according to the Rambam, a very great Kiddush, that these are two independent halachos. We don't assume that Haresho Chalafanecha and Shini Kone go hand in hand. Magid Mishnah makes the following comment. This is obviously referring to a case where Adayin Shmo Allah. If a person would take a kli and he would smash it, no you have now, or Shivre Kalim, you wouldn't assume that it is still considered to be sufficiently intact that the Nigzal can demand its return. But since Adayin Shmo Allah, then Lo Yotza Mirshuso, in such a case you have a mid-ground. On the one hand, there is a chiyuv tashlumin, you cannot say Haresho Cholofanecha. On the other hand, it's not a case of Shini Kone, and therefore it is up to the desire of the Nigzal, and if he wants that chefetz, he is entitled to it. So how in fact can this be? So the Brisker Rav points out that there must be two halachos that you find in the Rambam. Number one is this, the Ikar Hadin, and that is considered to be Shini Kone. The most basic halach of Shini Kone means it's considered to be chefetz acher. And that is not a halacha which is unique when it comes to Geneva or Gzela, but that reasonably should be a halacha b'chol Torah kula. If the Torah posits an isra on a particular chefetz, or a mitzvah on a chefetz, and that chefetz will change to the extent that panim chadashos v'alakan, in such a case, that isra should no longer apply. that mitzvah should no longer apply, the chavas hashavas should no longer apply. That is a single halacha, which is b'chalot harakula. And that is exactly why the sugya that you've seen on Daf Samach Vav and the sugya later on Daf Tzadi Dalet assumes that shini kon is halacha b'chalot harakula. And therefore the Gemara writes that this is true of Esnan Zona, and this is true of Eishis Hagez, and this is true of Gneva, Zela. If it's considered to be an independent, another chepetz, Chepetz Acher, so therefore this should not be a detail within the mitzvah sashavah. But then you have other cases where clearly that is not the case. The Chepetz is still fully intact. And yet the Gemara writes, you can no longer say Harei Shachla Fenecha. In the Rambam's cases, the Chepetz is slightly impaired. Kacha Shadla Hada. But if you look at the sugi in Gitna Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara discusses the case of Hezek Sheron Ikar. There, the chepetz is fully intact, but al pidin, right, it has been affected. A person is mitami taro shel chavero. It was worth hundreds of dollars, now it's worth much less. A person goes ahead and takes someone's kulin and throws trum into it, so now a kohen has to eat it b'kedusha uvitara. So in such a case, no doubt its value is affected, but would you argue that's considered to be shini kona? Yes, the Gemara writes in Gittin Daf Nun Gimel that if you assume that hezek shinamikar is shmei hezek, in such a case, you can no longer assume harei shalchal lefanecha. So Tosus is very bothered. Why should you assume that shini kona should apply in that instance of Hezek Shoniker, where there is no Shinui, Boso HaChepetz? You understand the basis of Tosus of Kasha. Because even though the Gemara doesn't say Shini Kona, the Gemara just addresses the issue of Hareisho Kolofonecha, but according to Tosus, this is one halakha, and therefore, Hainu Hach, if you can't say Hareisho Kolofonecha, Shini is Kona, how can you assume Shini is Kona when it comes to Hezek Shoniker? So Tosus just says, that's what you see. If you hold that Hezek Shoniker is Shmei Hezek, so therefore, that is shini kona. Eina chashini gadol mizu. If you argue shini kona is lav shma hezek shenikar is lav shma hezek, that would not be the case. But if you assume shma hezek, what is true of hezek is true of hezek shenikar. If I would destroy someone's chayfetz, that certainly is shini kona. Al pidin, you destroy the chayfetz, and therefore that is considered to be shini kona as well. But the Brisker Rav points out, according to the Rambam, the whole question does not begin. The Gemara never says shini kona. Shini kona requires, physically speaking, that there is some form of kinyan that is established. The chepetz no longer is intact. This is not shini kona, but that does not necessarily mean that you have a right to say harei shalchal lefanecha. Shini kona is alach in chefza, but it's chepetz acher. When you're dealing with the second tier, that is considered to be ke'en shavaza. The Torah says you only have a right to return that which you stole. One could reasonably argue, if I stole something that is tahor, and now it is tameh, it is no longer considered to be kain shagata, even though there is no inherent shinui. This is the halacha that the Brisker Rav terms the chovas hagavra chiyuva de gazlin, in terms of the chovas hashava. And these two halachas are not at all haba atalya. In fact, these are two mishnayos. The Mishnah Daf Tzadi Gimel, as he mentioned, is the Iker Halach of Shini Kona, Gozal Eitzim Vosan Kelim, and the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Vavma Bezes, Gozal Vehema Vihizkina. And in fact, we discussed the Tosas and Daf Yid Aleph when it comes to a similar halacha of Ein Shamin, the halacha of the Chovas HaShava, the Chovas HaTashlum, and of a Gadav and a Gazlan. And the Yerushalmi writes a very great Kiddush that two psukim are necessary to tell us Ein Shamin Laganav and Ein Shamin Lagazlan. Why is that true? If the halacha is Kinyan, you shouldn't require two psukim. If it's considered to be Chepetz Acher, so it's considered to be a different Chefza when it comes to Gneva, and it's not a different Chefza when it comes to Gzela, why should that be true? But if you're telling me that this is halacha in the Chovas HaTashlumin, well, it is so clear that there's a different standard to govern a chiyuv tashlumin of gneva as opposed to that of gzela, kefel, dalet vehei, and therefore, of course, it's necessary to have two psukim. And therefore, the Yerushalmi has two psukim when it comes to that particular case. So, therefore, a very fundamental machlokes. Rambam and Tosus, whether Hareisho Chalafanecha and Shini Kona go hand in hand, or whether they do not. Then the Brisker Rav points out the following. In that kasha of Tosus, there's a further essential difference between Gozal Behema Vizkina, Avada Vizkina, as opposed to the case of Avankari. In the case of Kacha Shadmohada, the Hema Behizkina, that I understand. You stole that Chepetz when it was in state A, and now it is in state B. So that's a very good question. Is there a Chova Sashava or not? The Mitzvah Sashava began to return A. Something changed. Is there no Mitzvah Sashava? Does that continue or does it not? I understand that issue. In the case of Avankri, that certainly is not true. There the Ksitza itself was the Maisa Gneva. There was never a Chovas HaShava when the Hadas was Mechubar. So obviously in that case, one should be allowed to say, Harishol Cholofanecha. How can you even begin to compare those two cases? If there is some change that the Chepetz is affected by, one could argue, is it Kein Shagozal? Is it not Kein Shagozal? In the case of Avankari, after all, the Maisa Gzela was Im Tlishas HaHoshana. There was never a Chovas HaShava with that which was Mechubar. So, what changed? What is it that is Mafkia, the Chovas HaShava? Well, if this is so obvious, we have the following problem. In a case of Gozal Dikla Vakatla, I go ahead and I cut the wood off of this deco tree. The Gemara says the following, that why is it that there is no halacha of a shinikona? The Gemara says, Mekara dikla, Vahashta dikla. It was a deco before, and it is a deco now. In other words, lo nishtanishmo. Nothing really changed. What's the problem with that? And let's assume it did change. But can't one ask the same question? And that is like in the instance of Avankari. There was no prior chiyuv hashava that was subject to shinui. That was the state at the time of the Maisa Gzela. The Pskrav writes the following. This concept, whether one can assume that the Gzela and the Shinui are Voin Ke'echad or not, should depend on the two halachas. If you assume the halacha of a Shinui Kona is considered to be, right, an independent Chepetz Acher, it does not have the identity that it had up until this point, then we assume, as far as Halacha 1 is concerned, as far as Kinyan, the Gzela and the Shinui are Voin Ke'echad, and therefore, Shinui is Koneh. As far as Halacha 2 is concerned, where it is not a case of Shinui, it's just a question of whether you can fulfill the Chovas HaShava, then something has to change regarding the Chovas HaShava. The Chovas HaShava was in state A, now it's in state B. Is it considered to be Ke'en Shagozal, or is it not? So the Biskarav writes this exact issue, whether the Gzela and the Shinui are Boyin Ke'echad, that should split these two Halachos, Halacha 1, Halacha 2. Well, if this is true, then according to the Rambam Shita, you don't have to resolve Tosis's Kasha by saying the following. In the case of the Hadassim, true, you cannot say Horeisho Cholofanecha, but since it is not a sufficient Shinikon, it's not considered to be Lachem when it comes to Dalaminim. One could argue in the case of Avankri, you are allowed to say Horeisho Cholofanecha, because after all, the Chovas HaShava began when the Hadas was already Talush, and in such an instance, you must return it. It's not that you cannot, Harisho Falafanecha, but Shinui is not Kona. Here, there certainly is a regular Chovas HaShava. Doesn't Tosus realize there's an obvious difference then between Avankri as opposed to Gozal Be'em Vizkina? In one case, there was a change post Gezel, in other case, there was not. The answer is the following. This is part of the Tosus Lashitasei. Tosus who assumes this is all one halacha, this is all Shini Kona. Tosus assumes it doesn't matter if it's Shini Kona, even if the Shinui and the Gzela are simultaneous. If you're Kona, so in such an instance, then there is no Chovas HaHashava. And therefore, Tosus writes, one should not distinguish between cases where the Shinui was post Gezel, or the Shinui was Bavas Achas im the Maisa Gzela. In both cases, that is considered to be an instance of Shini Kona. But the Rambam, who distinguishes, you could easily be Mechalek in those two ways. Ad kam, that's the Chiddush of the Briskarov regarding the Smachlokes between the Rambam and Tosus. If you haven't yet, take a look. The Briskarov, right, in Gzela Vaveid, and also the piece of Rav Chaim in Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, and the Chiddush HaGrach, Al HaRambam. This relates to the Sugand of Samachem with Beis as well, in the following sense. The Gemara tells us, the member of Rabbi Eloi, the gun of Telev and Asa Ayil, when a person stole, right, this little animal, it was a lamb, and now it grows, now it is an Ayil. The same thing in Egel and Asa Shor. So here the Gemara tells us that Nasa Shinui B'Yadu Kano, that is considered to be that which is a Shinui as well. What does that mean? It's considered to be Shinui Kona. The Gemara comments, therefore, Tovach U'Machar, if a person now will engage in Tavichu Mechira, Shalohu Toveach, Shalohu Mocher, he is Potter from Dalet Vehe. That's the memra of Rabbi Eloi. Shini Kone, so in such a case, there's no longer a Chiyuv of Dalet Vehe. If you look in Rashi, Rashi writes, Ramas Chol Nase, even though the Gemara says, Nase Shini B'Yadu Kno, your Kone, Rashi writes the following, your Kone B'Shinui, Rashi adds the words Laha Milsa. Laha Milsa. That's an important deal. Rashi says, your Kone, regarding this halacha. The implication of Rashi seems to be that, again, this is not the universal halacha of Shini Kone, but as far as Dalet Vehe is concerned, that is the case. Rashi says, Kana'o B'Shinui Laha Milsa. De'in Tavach U'Machar. Your Potter from Dalet Vehe. And what about when it comes to the Chiyuv Keren? What about the Chiyuv Keren? Here Rashi writes, Mishalim Kihashta. Keren, you have to pay Kihashta. Kihashta means Kishas Hatvicha. Shas Hatvicha. That's a very great Chiddush that Rashi writes. So two diyukim. Number one is Rashi says that you're Kona Laha Milsa. Number two, Rashi writes, what about when it comes to the Chiyuv Keren? Keren has to be Bishas Hatvicha. Why does Rashi assume that Karen is Bishas HaTvicha? The Poshem Shat Rabbeinu Peretz explains Rashi as follows. Of course. What did we assume in the case of Tavro Shasya? So in Tavro Shasya, you pay Kedahashna. If it was worth one, Bishas HaGneva. And now it's worth four. If Tavro Shasya, if you will destroy it, you'll do something to it. Nusa, in such a case, you have to pay Karen Bidahashna. So therefore, Rashi assumes if you were Toveach, Yishechta the Behema, that's comparable to Tavor Shasya, and therefore you pay Bidahashta. So therefore, Rashi writes very simply, that good, your Potter Midalat Behe, but Keren Mishalim Kahashta, because Tavach is comparable to a case of Tavor Shasya. Rabbi Naperes continues and writes, but that's very, very difficult. Why do we assume that Tavor Shasya is Mishalim Dalit? Why exactly is that true? Because the Gemara writes explicitly, Baba Metzia and Daf Mem Gimel, the Perlo Sugya, the Gemara says the following, because Di'i Isa Hadra Lamari Ve'ina, I steal something. Well, if I steal it, I have to give it back to the Balachepet, to the Nigna. So if I go ahead and do a Maisa Shchita, so now Hahi Shata, at that moment, that Tavra Ushase Kagozalit. That's considered to be the act of Gezel. Poshub Shah Nat Gemara, it sounds exactly like the Nesivus against the Tzos, right? That is the Shasak Zema. True, when you stole it, you were Motsiit Mirshu Sabalin. But isn't there a Chiyuv Hashava? Yes. So when was that Paka? Tavra Shasya? So therefore, the Gemara says, at that moment, Kagozalit. Right, the phrase kagazale sounds like it's a chiyuv of neva, and according to the Tzos, not simple, but he assumes the chiyuv is v'toras mazin. Poshim shat megemara, v'toras geneva. Rabbi Naperetz writes, and what about in our case? Is that really true? The Gemara says, up until now there was a mitzvah sashava. So therefore, when you did the shchita was motzi et mirshu sabalin. That's tavra shasya. Is that true here? Well, of course it's not true here, Rabbeinu Peretz writes. Here, Ganav Tlev Nasa Ayil, so you're Kona B'Shinai. Is there a Chovas Hashava? Do I have to give back this Ayil? Well, of course not. So therefore, if you did something to this Ayil, Tavro Shasya, you should have to pay Kedahashta, Kishas Hashchita. The reason you pay Kedahashta is because that is the Shas HaGzela, which is Mafkia, the Chovas Hashava. That's not true in the case of Gonav Tlev Nasa Ayil. There, Nasa Shinibi Yadu Kano, you're Kone. There is no Chivas Hashava. So therefore, Karen should not be dependent on the time of the Tvicha. That's the difficulty. So therefore, Rabbi Peretz writes that of course, Karen is Ke'en Shagonav. Not as Rashi. Not only you Potter Midalad Behei, but Karen is Ke'en Shagonav. Because if you're Kone, the Shinui, so therefore, how would you argue that you will be chayiv for the subsequent higher rate? That's what Ben Aperet is kasha against Rashi. Now, so number one is the diuk in Rashi, that Rashi says lahanusa. Number two, Rashi writes that Karen is kahashta. These two diukim, these two halachos, right, go hand in hand, no? How can Rashi say that you pay kahashta if you're kona v'shinui? What's the answer? Rashi doesn't assume that you are fully kona v'shinui. That's exactly what Rashi writes, lahamilsa. If this was really the halacha of shinui kona, Rabbi Aperet is 100% right. So then you would not assess the person even for Karen at the higher rate. It was already Shalom Bershuso, he's Kona Bishinoi. Exactly because Rashi writes those two words, Laham Ilsa. That means it's not considered to be fully Shinikona. That's how Rashi can assume that Mishalim at Kihashta. That's the Chiddush in Rashi Shita. What exactly does that mean? Apparently you find a split according to Rashi, not identical, but similar to the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, the Chiddush of the Brisker Rabbah, and the Rambam Shita. That even though the Gemara can say that this is significant in terms of the Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei, nonetheless it is not considered to be a Shinui Konet Legamrami. And if the Chayfetz was Be'en, you'd be obligated to return the chayfetz. Similar to what the Rambam writes about gozal ben v'yizkino, bada v'yizkino, in the sense that the nigzal can demand the chayfetz in return. In this particular case, if the chayfetz would be the end, there would be a chovas hashava. And therefore, when is it that the chovas hashava is paka? From the time of the shchita, from the time of the tvicha. So that's why Rashi writes, if mishalim keren kidahashta. There is more than one halacha of ke'ein shagana, of ke'ein shagaza. It is not one uniform halacha of shinikona, but one could envision that it is considered to be of substance when it comes to dalet vehei, but shinui is not kona legamrei. Why should that be? Why should it be in the case of gonav tlev nasa ayu, or gonav egel v'nasa shor? Why should we assume that that is not considered to be a kinyan gamur? Why shouldn't we assume? As of an aferet, right? It's certainly, it's kona v'gamrei. Dalet vehei is an indicator that it's kona v'gamrei, and therefore you pay kein shaganav. Why should one assume lahamilsa, the inyan zeh, as opposed to assuming that it's considered to be a kinyan gamur? If you look at Rashi later on, Rashi writes the same thing. The Rashi and Daf Tzadivav Mabeis, the Gemara mentions the case of our Gemara, the gonav tlev nasa ayel. Nasa shinibiyada ukno. Rashi uses the same similar phrase. Ukna'o lekach. Your kone regarding this halacha, Rashi writes. Di'in tavakumachar shalohu tavayach. Rashi, the same deal. Your kone, right, b'miktas. Your kone in the sense that there's no chiyuv dalet vehei. However, right, it is not considered to be shini kone. Why not? What is the problem with gonav tlev nasayu, ego v'nasashor? So good, we see that Rashi assumes it's not a kinyan gomer. On what basis? So if you look in Rashi and Das Samach Vav, Rashi makes the following comment. Rashi and Dima Maschul Shinu Ikona, Rashi adds the following phrase. When do you assume Shinu Ikona? Rashi writes, Heicha deshami luhu, Rashi adds one word, biyadayim. Biyadayim. Rashi says, what is the ikar halach of shinui kone? When you create the shinui, shani le biyadayim, gozal eitzim v'asa kelim. According to Rashi, if the shinui is dimemela, it happens simply, automatically, the tle grows and becomes the ayil, the eagle becomes the shore. Rashi assumes that is not the ikar hadin of shinui kone. It's true that since this was not the animal that you stole tleh, and now it is an ayil, so therefore there's no chiyuv of dalet vehei. Dalet vehei, Rashi assumes, right, is in a case where a person is toveach and mocher exactly that which he stole. But that is not the halacha of shini kone. Shini kone is only if it's shani luhu biyadayim. Just as when it comes to shar kinyanim, as we discussed in earlier shiurim, there's some type of maisa kinyan which is necessary. Hu hadinami, shinu ikona requires a maisa kinyan biyadayim, shani luhu biyadayim. Without that, it may very well be that you're not going to be chayiv dalad vehei, because it is not also hachefes b'shas gneiv as was b'shas vicha, but that does not mean there's halacha of shinu ikona. This diuk in Rashi, that Rashi and Daf Samavav writes that a shinui has to be biyadayim, and a shinui memela is not considered to be shinui kona, this is what the Ktzos points out in Simen Shin Nun Dalet and Sifkot and Gimel. Because of Rashi, the Ktzos writes, shinui kona heicha d'shanu biyadayim, mashma dafke shinui biyadayim. If it's a shinui de memela, it is not considered to be shinui kona. But Zos is very bothered. Is that true? Shinu ikone is only shinu biyadayim? V'uposhut b'chol talmuda. The shinu ikone lididan afilu b'shinu du'emela. Isn't it obvious that a shinu du'emela is considered to be shinu ikone? Zos writes, what about the Mishnah? Gozal behema v'hizkina misham kishas hagzela. Shinu ikone. Who shino and meila? The Ktzos concludes with tzarachiyum. So you already know the answer to the Ktzos discussion. Gozal avodah v'hizkino. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim and Beis Tezvav gzeila veida. The chiddush of the Briskarav. That mishnah is not shini kona. That mishnah, the Rambam's chiddush, that is telling you simply it is no longer ke'en shegozal, and therefore you cannot assume hareisho chalafanecha, but that is not shini kona. Rashi assumes it is not shini kona because shini kona requires that the shinui has to be biyadayim, it cannot be a shinui dememeva. It fits in beautifully according to the Chiddush Reb Chaim the Biskarav, and this is what the Evan HaOzel points out as well. Rashi Zalman writes in Perek Beis Halacha Tezayin of Zeila Vaveda, that even though the Mishnah says that Hashav is impossible because there was a change in the Chayfetz, it is no longer Ke'en Shagazal, but nonetheless we do not assume Shini Kone. That Poshav Shat is Rashi Shita. Shini Kone requires, right, Shinu Biyadayim. If it's a Shinu Dime'ela, in such a case, it's no longer Ke'en Shagazal. In Ochinami, that's true. Ke'en Shagazal is relevant for Horesho Chalafanecha. Ke'en Shagozal could be relevant for a Chiyuv Dalet Vehei. This is no longer the same animal that you stole. You stole an animal in state A, the Tzvicha Mechir was state B. It's no longer Ke'en Shagozal. But that is not the halacha of Shinei Kone. Furthermore, the Gemara says on Daf Samachayim and Beis, this is Chiddush of Rabbi Eloi. Ganav Tlev Nasayu, if Tavach Umachar, Shlohu Tavach Veshlohu Mocha. Good. The Gemara says that Eisvei Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says it's against the Braisa. The Braisa says that Ganav Tlev Nasayu, Mishalim Tashlumei Kepo Tashlumei Dalet Vehei Ke'en Shaganav. In the case of Tlev Nasayu, you're Chayim Dalet Vehei. Dalet Vehei Ke'en Shaganav. So the Gemara says the following: and if you, Rabbi Eloi, say that what he means, Shini is Kone, why should you pay Dalet Vehei? It's a simple question. What does Rabbi Chanina hold? Shini is not Kone. He's trying to demonstrate from this Braisa that what? If you hold that Shini is Kone, why should you pay Dalet Vehei? You mean to say Rabbi Chanina is of the opinion that Shini is not Kone? So what is the answer obvious? What Tosus writes? Tosus dramaskul v'in. Tosus writes, Pirish, ki hain d'tlev n'asayil. Rabbi Chanina also admits that shinui is kone. Rabbi Chanina just questioned, you cannot apply shinui kone to the case of tlev n'asayil. No, but obviously, shinui is kone, and the Gemara proves shinui is kone. Shinui kone, the base of love. So what exactly is the distinction? When does Rabbi Chanina assume Shini is Kona? When does Rabbi Chanina assume Shini is not Kona? So the Tosus of Bina Peretz just adds the following. That according to Rabbi Chanina, it is not called Shini Kona. Why is that true? Because after all, that Kevan Dimemelehu. Kevan Dimemelehu. Is exactly this point. But we're assuming Rashi Shita. That this is not considered to be Shini Kona. Everyone agrees this is not Shini Konan. Rabbi Hanina assumes it is not Shini Konan, therefore Chayav Dalet V'Hei. The way Rashi understands, even Rabbi Eloi grants that point, this is not Shini Konan, except even a Shinui Dememela, Shinui Me'ela, is no longer Kain Shabbazah. And if it's no longer Kain Shabbazah, you can no longer have a Chiyuv now of Dalet V'Hei. And then again, the obvious kasha that like the Ksos would raise, you mean to say, according to Rabbi Hanina, a shinui dememela is not kone? And what about the Mishnah in Tamtzarivav, gozal behema v'yizkina avodem v'yizkino? No, the answer is, that is not shinui kone. That is a detail within the chova sahashova. The chova sahashova. Is it kain shegozal, is it not kain shegozal? But that is not a model of Shini Kona, and therefore Rabbi Hanina says, how can you, Rabbi Eloi, say that you're Potter Midalet V'Hei? This is a Shinui de Memela where there's no Shini Kona. And the answer is, Rabbi Eloi is loaded to Rabbi Hanina. This is not Shini Kona the way Rashi understands. But Lahom Ilsa, as far as Dalet V'Hei, that's not dependent on Shini Kona. If it's no longer Ke'en Shagazal, so therefore there's no longer a Chiyuv of Dalet V'Hei. Another possibility in resolving this issue, what do you do with the case of Gozal Behema V'Hizkina? So according to Rav Chaim the Brisker Rav, simply, that's not Shini Kona. If you look in Achiezer and Chelek Gimel in Simen Pei Beis, or you look in the Hagos of the Chazon Ish on this Rav Chaim, there, Chaimoz and the Chazon Ish, perhaps just a very simple distinction between Tzlev and Asa Ayom and Behema V'Hizkina. The assumption up until now is these cases are equivalent. It's not Kain Shagaza, but it's a Shini D'Memela. Is that Shini Kona? Is that not? The answer is no, it's not Shini Kona. The question is whether it's Kain Shagaza, whether it is not. Perhaps one can argue very simply that Tzlev and Asayil is not the same of Behema V'Hizkina. Tzlev and Asayil, the Chazon Ish suggests, is a change in degree. Katon V'Nasa Gadol. That is not Shinikon at all. What about Behema V'Hizkina? What do you mean Behema V'Hizkina? I started last month and now it's a month older than it was before. That's Behema V'Hizkina. Behema V'Hizkina means the following, that the animal no longer can perform the functions that it did earlier. It's no longer Ru'uya L'Leida and no longer Ru'uya L'Malacha. That's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. That's what it means, Hizkina. The animal no longer functions. The Chazon Ish just cites like a parallel sugya. This is a Mishnah in Bechoros and the Mem Aleph Mar Aleph. It's also the details are a Mishnah in Fara, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. That if you have a behemah v'hizkina, it's considered to be, right, a balmon. It's possible hakrava. And the Mishnah part gives you the shiurim. How old does that animal have to be that you assume that it's nifsa l'gabi ha-mizbeach? It's a psul, his kina. That's not true. Psul ebon asa'ayu. So, Chazon Ish simply suggests the following. That maybe one could argue that these cases are completely dissimilar. Behema v'his kina is shinui kone. Mashing Kane when it comes to the case of Tzlev and Asayim. When Rabbi Hanina objects and says, what do you mean, Tzlev and Asayim, Chayiv Dalet V'Hei? Maybe it's not because Lamda Shina de Me'elav, Shina V'Yadayim, and how is that term Behem V'Hizkina? The answer is even that's not a Kenyan. Maybe very simply. If it's Panim Chadoshos V'Olokan, that's Shina Kona. Even if it's Shina de Me'elav, like the Ksos suggests. But it has to be a difference in kind, not simply a difference in degree that the animal is a little bit older. That's what Hizkina means. Gozal Avodim Hizkina doesn't mean that the Eved is a little bit older than it was before. It means that the Eved can no longer function. It can no longer perform in terms of a shibur of abdus, in such a case, that's considered to be a shinui. Mashenk in the cases of tleb, v'nasayil. So one possibility is the chiddush of Chaim, right? That even behemah v'hiskina is not shinikona, that's the Rambam, that he can demand that animal in return. Or maybe to argue that no, it fully is considered to be shinikona, but that's not parallel to the case of tleb v'nasayil. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina. Okay. The Gemara Daf Samachim Amud Aleph, in discussing this chiddush of Rav, that Karen Gehen Shaganav, Keifu and Dalat Meir Stishas Hamada Bedin, right, again, the case is that originally it was worth four, now it is worth one, so the Gemara wants to bring a raya to the Shita of Rav, right, from the following case. The Gemara says that Tani Rabbi Chanina L'siyuwa de Rav, case involved with Shomer Chinu. Raisa tells us the following, that Balabai Yishetan, Tana's gunav b'pikadon. Here, balabayis does not mean the balachefet. Balabayis in the Gemara here means the shomer, the shomer chinam. The shomer chinam claims that it was a case of simply gneva b'aveda, and therefore the shomer chinam is potter. And the nishba b'holda, right? He swears to that effect, and subsequently admits that he lied, and do bo edim. So, what happens in such a case? The Braisa tells us the following: if the hoda came first, prior to the Eidim, then Mishalem, Karen, V'chomesh, V'asham. Then he has the normal halachos of Hashem Zelos. That's Vayikra Perakei, that the Torah tells us in such an instance, for example, Shvuas HaPikadah, doesn't have to be Bindavka Shvuas HaPikadah, but that's the case the Torah depicts, where a person denies Al Yedei Shvua his chiyuv regarding the Pikadah, subsequently admits that he is lying in such an instance, Karen, Chomesh, V'asham. However, but if the Edom came, and then afterwards there was a Hodah, so then he has to go ahead and pay Kefel, he has to also bring a Karban Asham, Asham Zelos, and here the Braisa tells us, Bechumsha Ola Bekfela. And the Chomesh, right, that is considered to be fulfilled with the Tashlume Kefel. That is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. That is going to be paying Kefel. So therefore, the Tashlume Chomesh, right, will be considered to be satisfied as well. How is that possible? How is it that you satisfy the Chiyuv Chomesh Al Yedei Kefel? So Rashi points out, we're talking about Shavin Ke'echad. We're talking about a case where the Chiyuv of Chomesh and Kefel are identical. So how can that be? Now, Kefel means you must pay a double amount, an additional Keren, and Chomesh means you pay an extra quarter. So how can that be? Right? It's a Chomesh in terms of the final payment, what we call, right, the quarter. So how can that be? So the Gemara says, no, this is a Raya, it's a Rav. Because of the case of the Gemara, Meikar Shav Yedalid, Uvasov Shav Yezuza. No, you understand very well. Kefa will be Kishas HaMada Bedin, which is one. And the Chomesh of the Chiyuv de Meikar of four will also be one. So wonderful. You have a case of Shav and Kefra, where Kefra and Chomesh are identical. Isn't this a riot to the view of Rav that Karen is King Shagona, and Kefra and Dalate is considered to be Kishas Hamad Abedin? The Gemara says not necessarily. Maybe you're talking about a case that was always the same amount, it was always worth four. We're talking about an unusual case of an Ishba Bachazav and Ishba Bapamit. We're talking about successive Shvuos. And in such a case, one could envision that you could have a chiyuv which began as Chomesh but was repeated, which is equivalent to the chiyuv of Karen. Okay. The need for the chiyuv Chomesh to be equal to the chiyuv of Karen, according to Rabbi Yaakov, so Rashi explains as follows: because after all, dihavi kfilat feimu chumsha, because if the chiyuv of Kefel, as it normally is, is much more than the chiyuv of Chomesh, so Rashi writes, Lav chumsha havay, that is not called chomesh. And v'lo miftalei, and you will not exempt your chiyuv ad mishalem chomesh. So by paying an additional keren, that would not help. Why? What does it mean that one did not discharge his obligation? Lo miftalei. Rashi writes the following: the chomesh kapara d'shvul, because after all, the chiyuv chomesh, right, is not a chiyuv mamon, not a chiyuv knas, but the chiyuv chomesh is kapara d'shvuah. Chomesh is a chiyuv kapara. This is what the Rambam writes as well. Zeila Vaveda Perek Zayin Halachachez. The Rambam writes that Ein Hanishpal Kfiras Mamon Mesholim Chomesh Ad Shiyoda Miyatzmo. Bomi Tam Yerchayim Vachomesh is if you admit that you swore falsely. So that's the same for, let's assume for example, Bo Edim, the Edim come and say what you're saying is not true, you claim this was stolen, here is the Chepetz. But for whatever reason, Vo Omid Bet Firasa, he's defiant. So the Rambam writes, you're going to pay Karen out the Edim, but you're not going to pay Chomesh. Why is that true? The Rambam gives you this very reason. Sheha Chomesh Im HaKaren LeKapara Heim Ba'im. Because just as the Karban is for the purpose of Kapara, the same thing is true when it comes to the Chiyuval. Here as well, Chomesh, and the Rambam writes, Ve'eno Mevios an LLP Atzmo. So if a person admits, so therefore he is afforded Kapara Ayre Chomesh. Otherwise, that is not true. So both Rashi and the Rambam write that there is uniqueness to the Tashlume Chomesh. It is not considered to be Tashlume Mamon, but rather it's considered to be Tashlume Kapara. As such, that's Rashi emphasizes the need for it to be that exact form of Tashlume. And the Rambam emphasizes that it has to be in a case which is Al-Tiatzma, not in a case which is Al-Yedei Eidim. Obviously, when it comes to cases of Mamon, when it comes to cases of Knas, certainly if Bo Eidim you are Chayiv, when it comes to Kapara, one is only Chayiv if in fact it is Al-Tiatzma. What exactly do we mean and where else do we find that there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin which is B'toras Kapara. L'may nafkamina, we discussed in other shiurim the differences between mamon as opposed to knas, fundamental differences. What is the difference between, right, tashlume kapara? There are three modes of tashlume: mamon, knas, and tashlume kapara. The Gemara discusses this in the sugya in Bava Kamma, the Chavav, the Dalit in Bava Kamma, when it comes to the chiyuv of kofer. The Torah tells us in Shmos in Perachov Aleph, if a shor hamuad is hemis v'sa'adam, the Torah tells us, im kofer yushas alav. Right, there is a chi of kofer incumbent upon the Baal Hashem. The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chavav Med Aleph tells us the following, v'yehei adam chayiv b'kofer mikavacham. If a shor shehemis v'sa'adam is chayiv kofer, no kavacham, or that a road seach should be chayiv kofer. Why? After all, a shor is obviously more kal than a road seach. No, a shor shehemis, or a shor shehizik. There's no chiyuv of arba dvarim. So a shor, where there's no chiyuv of dalet dvarim, there's a chiyuv nezek, but nothing more. And yet there's a chiyuv kofer, so adam shechayiv barba dvarim. So therefore, if you're dealing with adam, where there's a chiyuv of tzar, ripu, shevas, boshes, eino din shechayiv kofer. Certainly, there should be a chiyuv of kofer as well. Isn't there a kavachomer? That there should be a key of kofer in the case of Adam, Shehem is this Adam. The Gemara says, you're right, I understand. Kavachomer, good. But the Gemara says that Amakra, it's a pasuk. Kachol asher yushas alav, the Gemara's darish, alav velo al ha'adam. Only him, he, the Baal HaShor, is chayiv kofer. There is no chiyuv tashlumin. Other than for Ashur Hamuet, Shehem is this Adam. It's a chiv incumbent upon the Bailim, the Baal HaShor, Allah velo al ha'adam. So the Gemara suggests that there should be a kavachomer in order to create a chiv of kofer. Kamashalom l'gzeres ha'kasa, that is not true. Similarly, the Gemara earlier in Bava Kamma, right, and Daf Dalad Amar Aleph, there the Gemara is explaining the mission. The opening mission of Masechta tells us that lo harei ha'shor kaharei ha'mav. What does that mean? Sure, according to Rav, is Keren Shin and Regel. And Mav, according to Rav, is Adam. So what does it mean, Lohari Ashor Kreya Adam? There's a certain Chiyuv Tashlumin that Shor has that is not true of Adam. So the Gemara says the following. Sure, it's Mashon as a Kofer. Mashenki, when it comes to Adam, ain't Mashon as a Kofer. So in a certain sense, the Tashlume Shor are more Chamor than Adam, because Shor pays Kofer. So therefore, lo rizeh kro rizeh, you cannot go ahead and derive one from the other. Lo rishor shemeshal mesakofer, ki adam shemeshal mesakofer. So Tosus raises the obvious question. Dalam and alaf babakam adramas vakarayu, hiksha. But that's a chumrah. Shor, shehemis es adam, there's a chi of kofer, and adam harotseach, there's no chi of kofer. No, so Tosus writes, Ma Chumra Hizu? That's a Chumra. Well, of course. But no, Kimnei Nirabine. If a person is a Rotzeach, he's Chayav Misa. So therefore, the Riva writes that you don't pay kofar? Of course you don't pay kofar. Kimnei Nirabine. You violated Avera Sheish Bo Misa. Of course you put him in Atashlumin. Even Chayav Misa Shogim turn Atashlumin. It's under Vechizkiya. So of course you put him in a kofar. That's a chumrah. That shore pays kofar. Sure, where there's no chiyuv misim coming upon the bala shore, so good, he'll get away with the chiyuv tashlumin. A rotzeach is chayuv misa. How can the Gemara say that this is a chumrah of shore over on? So the Ri explains, the Tosfos will come to Abdallah and Aleph, that apparently you see that the ptur kofar is not because of kimnei d'rabinei. The Ri writes that lo mifter mishum kimnei d'rabinei, that's not the ptur. In fact, the Gemara we just mentioned, Daf Chavav, when the Gemara raises the issue, why is an ochiv kofar when it comes to rotzeach? The Gemara quotes the pasuk, alav v'lo alagam. It's a gzeres hakasuv, alav v'lo alagam. Not kimnei d'rabinei. And the Ri writes in di lav kra. And if there wouldn't be a pasuk, ein achinami yischayev misa kofar. If not for that drasha alav lo alagam, you would say nachinami, you're chayiv misa and you're chayiv kofar. That's the chiddush of the Ri. So it is not because of kimnei d'rabinei, as Riva asked in the kasha, but rather it's a gzeiras hakasuv. Without the gzeiras hakasuv, you'd have been chayiv twice. How can you be chayiv twice? Isn't there a principle of kimnei d'rabinei? But it's a pasuk, it's a pasuk. But we're going to derive this, the kav chomer. You need a pasuk to tell you no? What's wrong with kimnei d'rabinei? If you look in the Maharam, right, the Netzach, the Bavakam, the Abdallah, and Aleph, Maharam writes an important chiddush. We'll see this later as well. Maharam writes the following. Kimnei d'rabinei applies when there are two independent chiyuvim. A person kills someone, and by doing so, he rips the shirt. A person, for example, that rips someone's shirt, right, then he does so on Shabbos, and that's an act of Chilul Shabbos. So you have a case of Ritzicha and Nezikin, Shabbos and Tashlumei Mamon. That's when you assume you can apply a principle of Kimnei d'Rabinei, two independent onshin. Maharam writes the interesting Chiddush. That's not true in this case. Here, they're not two independent onshim, but rather it is a double onish. If you didn't have a pasuk in Kofi, you're just love. So what is the onish of a rotzeach? The onish of a rotzeach is misa and kapara, misa and kofir. That's kimnei d'rabinei. Kimnei d'rabinei are their independent machayvim. Will Bezin go ahead and be done on both? Or will they argue that no? Right? We will address the misa issue. We will not address the secondary mamon issue. Here you're talking about a single maisa avera, which results in two chiyuvim. That's not called kimnei d'rabinei at all. Mashal ma'adar adama, when it comes to motzi shema, for example. Regarding motzi shema, the Torah tells us, lo kil mishalim. That there's a chiyuv knas coming upon the baal, and the yisrael story gets malchus. According to Maram, one would argue that's not against the principle of Enoloka Mishalim. That's not two independent onshin. The onish of Moti Shemra is Lokyo Mishalim. The difficulty with this, even though it's a beautiful svara, is the Gemara Makos Nafdal Mabez quotes the sheet of Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Meir maintains, yes, Lokyo Mishalim. Rabbi Meir's self opinion, Lokyo Mishalim. Gemara says, where does Rav Meir see that's true? What's the source of Loke Meshalim? Rav Meir says, Motzi Shema. Motzi Shema, Loke Meshalim. According to Maram, one could easily be Mechalek. Yeah, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when is there Loke Meshalim? When he. When the Torah tells you for one Avera there's a dual Onesh, that's true. But it would be a great Kiddush to assume Loke Meshalim when they're coming from very different directions. That's the normal halacha of a Kimnei d'Rabinei. But at least the Leibet HaChachamim, this is the Chiddush that the Maharam writes. If you look in the Yireim, Yireim is found in Simen Reish Zayin, the Yireim also writes that the Ptur Kofer regarding Eroseach is not a function of Kimnei B'Drabmine. Not because of Kimnei B'Drabmine. That is the Pasuk of Allah, 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 Allah. In the mind of Kamina, whether it's Kimnei D'Rabne, whether it's Gzeres HaKosov, so the Rambam writes a beautiful Nafkamina. That's the sugya that we discussed, but we'll see it Sani Aleph. The Gemara will get to soon under Ayin Babakama, Esnan Asra Torah Filo Balimo. The Rambam writes, you see from the Gemara, the Rambam argues as Rashi, that whenever you apply the principle of Kimnei D'Rabne, Afogav Diftere Krat Tashlumim, Ramu Aleha Bedine Shamayim. Kimnei D'Rabne is Bedine Adam. But there certainly is a Chiyuv Tashlumim Latse Side Shamayim. And as Rashi writes, Tfisa works as well. The Yireim writes, that's not true when it comes to Kofer regarding Eroseach. This Pasuk of Allah Velo Allah Adam, Yitzrich lemiftere midine shamayim. That's not Kimnei D'Rabne. There's no chiyuv at all. It's not just simply a function of Kimnei D'Rabne. That's the Gzeres HaKosuv. Okay. Now a little bit closer to home. If you look in the Shitun Kobetzes, Mem Gimel Lebeis in Baba Kama, Dramasko Begufo Shel Eved. The Shita goes a step further. The Ptur Kofer certainly is not a function of Kimnei D'Rabne. Why is it not Kimnei D'Rabne? Well, one possibly pointed out a dual onesh. You don't assume Kimnei D'Rabne. Only independent onshin. And it's certainly not Kimnei D'Rabne. There's no chiyuv latzei shidei shamayim for otseach to pay kofer. Why is that true? Why isn't it subject to kimnei d'rabne? Gzeres HaKosuv. So here the Shita Kobetzes writes explicitly that kofer is tashlumei kapara, and kimnei d'rabne does not apply to tashlumei kapara. Kimnei D'Rabne applies to Tashlumei Mamon or to Tashlumei Knas. Right, and we discussed the Tosos and the Rosh that maybe there are differences in how Kimnei D'Rabne functions with Mamon and Knas. But Kimnei D'Rabne applies in both cases. Not true when it comes to Tashlumei Kapara. If Kofer is considered to be Kapara, that means that Kapara for Laver requires, and you never assume Kimnei D'Rabne. Let's assume, for example, the Shinu Ketzes quotes a Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Gimel Amin Aleph, Ki hai amina b'Shabbos shogag al ha'ochtin v'hezid al ha'kli. If a person involved himself in a dual act of hotzah, and part of it was shogeg, part of it is mezid. For that which is mezid, there's a chiv misa. For that which is b'shogeg, there's a chiv karban. Do you assume that Kimnei D'Rabne should exempt a person from karban? Well, certainly not. Lower mina min potem in hachatos to Kimnei D'Rabne. Why is that true? Because hachatos is l'kaparasa. It's not Kimnei D'Rabne when it comes to chiyuv karban. It's only when it comes to tashlumei mamon. Yeah, but tashlumei mamon of mamon or knas, not when it comes to tashlumei kapara. That's a very fundamental difference. Kimnei D'Rabne between tashlumei kapara as opposed to that which is tashlumei mamon. The Gemara Baba Kama a little bit later and Dafkuf Gimel Amud Aleph suggests other nafkaminos as well. As mentioned, the Torah tells us in Vikra Perakei, when it comes to a Shvua Safi Kadam, when it's Chayav Karen, Chomesh, Asham, the Mishnah tells us the following. What happens if Nasan Lamasa Karen? What happens if a person paid Karen, but he didn't pay Chomesh? The Mishnah tells us there are differences. If a person does not even pay the karmon, we wouldn't let him bring his karmon asham. If he paid for the principle of the chiyuv karen, but as if he didn't pay for the chiyuv chomesh, we will allow him to bring his karmon asham, the asham zelos. The Mishnah writes the following, that what happens if nasano asa karen? A person paid karen, but he didn't pay chomesh. And now v'nish below ala chomesh. And he makes a shvua that he paid the chomesh. And lo and behold, he admits he lied. But he didn't do so. So hareze mishalim chomesh al chomesh. The chomesh can generate its own chiyuv chomesh. In that case, if the kfira was regarding the chomesh becomes the keren. And now you can be chayiv a chomesh and a chomesh. So nasna sakem v'nishpal chomesh, hareze mishalim chomesh al chomesh. The Gemara writes interesting finish. The Gemara Babakama Kuk Dalam Abeis Alma Chomesh Mamonam. Apparently, you see that Chomesh in the parish of Shvus Apikada is a Chi of Mamon. If it was a Chi of Kapara, the Mehechat Taisi, that would create its own Chi of Chomesh. In Shvuas Hatikadam, Asham Gzelos, right, the person denies what is a Chiyuv Mamon, that creates a Chiyuv Chomesh. If it in fact would be anything other than a Chiyuv Mamon, how would you know to assume that Mishalim Chomesh, Al Chomesh? So the Gemara says that Alma Chomesh Mamonuhu. And the Gemara says it's not Nami. Mishalim chomesh ha-chomesh amu chumsha mamonavu. So that's one afkamina. Right? A chiyuv mamon can create a chiyuv chomesh, not when it comes to a chiyuv of kapara. And then the Gemara writes a further afkamina. Since that's true, imeis mishal milei yarshim. Let's assume the person died. Can you be gove the chiyuv chomesh min hayarshin? The guys will die. The Gemara says that also should depend. What type of chiyuv is this? Is this tashlume mamon or is it tashlume kapara? Tosus writes in Baba Kama Men Gimel Men Aleph that ain kapara lachar misa. The asham. That will not be offered lachar misa. What about Chomesh? Can one be Toveya the Tashlume Chomesh from the Arshim? Well, the Gemara writes that since the Mishnah tells us that Mishalim Chomesh al Chomesh, that's an indicator that Chomesh is considered to be essentially that which is Mama, and therefore, one is Govim in HaYarshim as well. In fact, if you look in the Sefer Mitzvot of Sadigon, in Mitzvah Sasei Kuf Mem Zayin and Kuf Mem Ches, there Rav Rifkin Fisher Pillar raises the obvious difficulty that Maskana Sakim, the Gemara raises this issue, what is Chomesh? Whether Chomesh in the context of Shvuas HaPikadon, Asham Gzelos, is that Kapara? Is that considered to be Mamon? The Gemara is explicit, no? The Maskana Sakim Gemara Daf Kuf Dalim obeys. Is that Chomesh is in fact a Chi of Mamon? And therefore you can be Mishalim a Chomesh al HaChomesh, and therefore you can be Gov even in HaYarshim as well? He points out, it seems very difficult, but Rashi writes in our Gemara. Right? He cites our Rashi that tells us that the Chomesh is considered to be Tashlume Kapara. The Gemara entertains this possibility. The Gemara answers that it's Tashlume Mamon. Right, with nafkaminas of Yorshim, nafkaminas of Chomesh, how can that be? Right, apparently when Rashi tells us in our sugya, it's considered a tashlume kapara. But again, one has to distinguish. Rashi Pashav Shat does not mean against what the Gemara tells us, the maskana. It is considered to be a tashlume mama. Right, but the mechayiv, right, is, right, the response to the fact that the person violated this Rishua, and therefore the Rambam writes it can't be Al Yedeidim, it has to be Al Yedei Atzma. But in Achinami, the Gemara concludes that even this Chomesh has Dine Mamon, and therefore your Govim in HaYarshim as well. So far, three possibilities in terms of nafkaminas between a chi of kapara as opposed to a chi of vav, straight mamo. The nafkamina of kimin ramine, you don't apply that when it comes to kapara. That's exactly why you require a pasul. In the cases of kofen, because you would not say kimin ramine. And your govim in hayorshin, only when it comes to mamo, not when it comes to kapara. And whether that could generate a chiyuv chomesh if one denies the tashlumin, that depends on whether it's considered to be chomesh or whether it's considered to be tashlum mamar tashlumi kapara. Tosus suggests a fourth nafkamina. Tosus is found in Psachim and Daf Chavtesim and Aleph Dermas Choman, and the Tosus in Psuvis, Daf Lamad Amabei Dermas Chozar. Tosus writes the following chiddush, that tashlumi kapara is not nitan l'mechila. If I owe you mamon, I owe you a knas, the chiyuv is directed toward you. You could be mochel. You could be mochel. Tosus writes that there's no mechila when it comes to tashlume kapara. If what's driving the chiyuv is I must make payment to secure kapara, so you may be the recipient, but it's not nitan l'mechila. My nafgamina, Tosus discusses the following. If a person, a zar, eats truma b'shogeg, so in that particular case, there also is a chiyuv tashlum. Regarding such tashlumin, Tosus writes the following. There's no mechila. That's a mishnah in Shurmos and Perakvav Mishnalim. Im ratzah koin limchol, ein yochol limchol. Tosus writes, tashlumei kapara is not nitan mechila. Person violated avera chamura of eating truma, so kapara is necessary. The tashlumin is part of kapara, Tosus writes. And therefore, tashlumei kapara is not nitan mechila. That same Tosus in Psuvos Daf Lamed Beis suggests a further nafkamina. What is the halacha when it comes to safek? Safek. Well, safek in mamon, safek in knas, no hamotzi mechal aparaya. Tosus writes the following chiddush that we don't assume that that is true when it comes to kapara. Tashlume kapara, safek is what? Don't. When it comes to Isurim, we assume Safik is the Chumrah. When it comes to Mammon, that's true. Muchsad, Safik is the Kula Masr of Chavarayah. Tosa cites the Sig Nivamas and Daf Tzaites and Lebeis. You have a person who doesn't know who his father is. His mother gave birth, right? And there was a divorce and a quick remarriage. And therefore, it's a Safik whether it's Bentish L'Rishon or Ben Zayin Achron. You don't know whether the Baal Rishon or Baal Sheni is this boy's husband, right? Is the boy's father. And in this case, who the husband was at that time. And one of them was a Kohen. So it's a case where a person is a Safek Kohen. What happens if this person will go ahead and eat Truma? So Tosa says that Tashlumei Truma is Tashlumei Kapara. So in a case of a Safek Kohen, Tosus says in that instance, ain mishalmin karen v'chomesh. It's clear that there's no chiyuv karen, there's no chiyuv chomesh. Tosus is very bothered. Why should that be? What, the safek hamotzim el chavaraya? But Tosus writes, what do you mean? Am I kapara l'chavami safek? It's a chiyuv kapara. How can you say safek is bekula? So Tosus writes, the fast and he finished. Tosus writes, v'yishlomar devadai tzrichim mahafrish, aval ain nosin l'kohen. Hafrasha is necessary. He must be mafrish kineged the truma that he ate, but magabe the nesina l'kohen, then we'll assume that is a safek mamon. But hafrasha certainly is necessary. Tosus assumes the chiddush that the kapara is tluya b'hafrasha. And what did we say before that a Kohen can't be mochel? also said the following chiddush: a coin can't be mochlin hafrasha. But as far as nesina is concerned, the coin could in fact be mochel. Interesting chiddush Tosfos says. Tosfos is nafkamina of mechila. Tosfos is nafkamina legabe safek. There are two more nafkaminas between the cases of kapara as opposed to shav tashlumi. One is the shita of Gavetus and Bavakam and Daf Men Gimel. The Ramas go, oh, of course, the shita of the Raivid. This is what we refer to as Misadrin Labal Chol. Misadrin Labal Chol is a sugi above Metziah Kuf Yud Gimel and an Erech Yin Adav Chof Gimel. Misadrin Labal Chol means that sometimes Bezdin will set up a payment plan. Enochinami, we know that you're low and you owe this person money. You don't have. So we're not going to take the shirt off your back. We're not going to tell you you have to sell your home. Like Misad in the Bachal. Our Bezdin will work out some type of payment plan. Right? We'll let you hold on to that which is vital. Then we'll structure some type of payment in order to make sure that the Malva will eventually be satisfied. The Ravid writes the following Kiddush, that that's only true when it comes to Tashlume Mama, but not when it comes to Tashlume Kapara. Tashlume Kapara, the chiyuv must be immediate. You can't put that in the back room. You can't say, you know what, we'll wait, and eventually, Yeret Hashem, you'll develop assets, then you'll pay back. You can do that when it comes to Tashlume Mama, not when it comes to Tashlume Kapara. That must be paid immediately. Bezdin can do other things. They'll get someone to lend you money, they'll work out another course. Right, but simple halacha tefet misard in the Bachol, the Rabbi writes, only applies when it comes to mamon, not when it comes to kapara. And if you look at the Rashba, the Vakamanda, Mem Aleph Mabez, Rasmus Ella, the Rashba mentions the possibility as follows, that when it comes to kapara, someone in a certain sense like Tosfos, that maybe even an eight echad is mamon. Eight echad is not come the mamon. That's true. Eight echad is not come the mamon. But if there's an eight echad that can verify a person violated an avera, and the Torah insists on kapara, so in such an instance, perhaps that is sufficient when it comes to tashlume kapara. That's just important to know. These are seven afkaminas, right, between cases of tashlume mamon and knas on the one end, as opposed to cases of tashlume kapara. That nafkamina tosus mechila, that mechila does not work when it comes to tashlume kapara. It also says that the Mishnah Mefureshes, that when it comes to truma, that the Kohen cannot be mochel. If the Zar went ahead and ate truma b'shogeg, he has to make payment. And the Kohen cannot just simply say, don't worry, I'll forgo the payment. The Rash writes in that Mishnah in Truma, Zvav Aleph, but that's not true. Tashlume kapara, certainly, are nitan l'mechila. You can be mochel, great chiddush. You can be mochel tashlume kapara. The Mishnah says you can't when it comes to trumos. The Rash writes that's for a very, very different reason. Tashlume kapara is something in tashlume truma is something which is entirely different, entirely different. A zar eats truma b'shogeg. What does he do? The Torah tells us v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. He has to give food type to the kohen. A davar haraliyos kodesh, and that food becomes endowed with the status of truma. You can't pay for it. A zar ate a certain amount of truma. He can't give the kohen $100. He gives the kohen a davar haraliyos kodesh. It's an unusual halacha. Damim doesn't work. You can't pay for it. The Rash writes, you see, when it comes to tashlume truma, it's not a chiyuv tashlumin at all. One is obligated to replenish the truma. The nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. Any achalif there is atzor b'damim. Well, obviously, then the coin can't be mochel. If it will be a chiyuv tashlumin like chomesh, and we'll assume that chomesh is kapara, or certain types of chomesh is kapara, of course the person can be mochel. Truma is unique because it's not a chiyuv tashlume mamon at all. It's not a chiyuv of nesinas damim. It's a chiyuv of a nasan l'kohen es hakodesh, davar haraliyos kodesh, replenishing the truma that you've exhausted. The Rash, no doubt, is a very, very great chiddush. We discussed this in earlier shiur in this Rash. Isn't Tosfos right? Doesn't it make perfect sense? How in the world can Mechila work when it comes to a chiyuv kapara? Well, the Torah says that a person has to do that which is necessary to attain kapara, and that means making a form of a payment, chomesh. And I have a right to say, never mind. Why should you assume that mechila could possibly work when it comes to tashlumei kapara? It's a posh of shat. That's what we discussed in earlier years, the Stipler and Sanhedrin and Simon Hay. How does mechila work? Many different possibilities. Whether mechila is just siluk, hafkas, hazchus, or whether mechila is considered to be a form of a hakna, or whether mechila is ki'ilu hiskabalti. Mechila is ki'ilu hiskabalti. Poshim shat, that's the Kiddush of the Rash. Let's just say, for example, there's a chiyuv tashlumei kapara, and you would make payments. After that's done, can't the person turn around and say, here, take it back? He has to hold on to it forever? Well, certainly not. So do you have to go through the motion? Okay, give it to me and I'll return it to you. Or can you say, ki'ilu hiskabalti? That's what mechila is. Pashup shat in that Rash, mechila, interesting chiddush, is a form of ki'ilu hiskabalti. Therefore, the Rash assumes that just as mechila works when it comes to mamon and knas, mechila works when it comes to kapara as well. It doesn't work when it comes to truma, because the chiyuv is to create a chefzah shel truma. There, you can't say kilu yiskabalti. But when it comes to tashlumei kapara, it's a chiyuv damim. That works even when it comes to kapara as well. You can take a look at Machne Ephraim, Mokla Zachia, Simon Yud Aleph. That's where Machne Ephraim discusses how mechila functions, and the Stipler and Sanhedrin Simon Hay. The three possibilities with nafkamina, Hashem Shat, there should be nafkamina as well. The possibility of mechila when it comes to tashlumei kapara. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll just speak about a couple aspects of that, then we'll go on to Samachim Adayz, and we'll start discussing the topic of Yeyush as well. Rishim Hashem, we'll start discussing Yeyush.